Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We just have a few more bills for this morning, then we're going to take our group photo. Please recognize Representative Cox for the second CCR to Senate Bill 353.
Clerk will read.
Second CCR to Senate Bill 353 by Rice of the Senate and Cox of the House, an act relating to public health and safety.
Representative Cox, you're recognized to explain the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is designed to do one thing, and that is to include the OSU, newly created Hospital Trust Authority, under governmental tort protection so that they can obtain affordable directors and officers insurance. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Representative Morissette, you're recognized for a question on the conference committee report.
I couldn't help it, Representative. Without this bill, what happens?
Apparently, they are having difficulty obtaining insurance for that trust authority as it is prohibitively expensive.
Representative Morissette, for a follow-up.
I accept that answer. Would you think about in the future that you and I will work together and discuss and maybe study the fact that there are a lot of factors involved in insurance expense and not particularly primarily tort actions, that there are a number of reasons why insurance expense is as high as it is.
I agree, and would be happy to work with you.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Cox moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adopting the CCR, please indicate by saying aye. All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 353 by Rice of the Senate and Cox of the House, an act relating to public health and safety.
Representative Cox moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
97 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Cox now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote in the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
97 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.